Hey, welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is the whiskey version. And tonight, our, well, I shouldn't say special guests, or Mike is a co-host, one of three co-hosts that we're going to have as a permanent fixture here. So anyway, welcome back, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. We're going to start off today. Again, we have four whiskeys that Mike is going to do. The nose, the smell, the palate, the taste, and the finish, and grade them on a 1 to 10 scale. The for new whiskey drinkers who have, or even people have been drinking whiskey for years, all of these tastings are all neat or up, straight up. And everybody has a different palate. And some days it's just like food. You might like some type of a burger one day, and the next day it's just okay. But anyway, with it, it'll help you, I think, if you want to pull the trigger on buying a certain whiskey that you've heard about. As we go along, there's a pretty large whiskey collection that we're going to go through, and you have other opinions, and instead of just, especially if you're in Ohio at a liquor store, they don't have, I don't think they have tastings, maybe they do, but they're all state run. But in Indiana, there's an awful lot of liquor stores that have tastings, and I mean, it's just a it's just a good way to test whether you want to spend $30 or whether you want to spend $100. There's so many different whiskeys involved. But anyway, without further ado, I think Mike was going to do number one and see what he thinks. And by the way, I mentioned on the last podcast, not the last one, was a few back. We're gonna try to go to the. We had an original podcast with all four of us, and we did eight whiskey tastings on that podcast, and it wound up being an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and 50 minutes. It's kind of a marathon, so. We were thinking, and I talked to Mike about it, and I have to talk to Steve and Greg. After our first six episodes, I hope everybody bears with us, we're going to try to go back and run a few episodes with all four of us and do four tastings and still try to keep it between 30 and 40 minutes. I've been trying to keep these at 30 minutes. And if we can keep it between 30 and 40 minutes, I think if we go about the business of tasting first and then gabbing later, we can do this. And because a lot of times I have to fill in and I don't want to be redundant while, you know, if one guy's doing the nose and he's writing it down, doing the palate, I'm trying to fill in with commentary, and I don't have enough time in 30 minutes to go through like a history of one of the whiskeys that we're drinking. And it just, I think it's a better interaction if we have all four of us, if we can just control women, four people who like whiskey and four people who like to talk. We can't do another hour and 45 or 50 minutes, but I encourage you to listen to it. It comes out April the 2nd, I believe. I encourage you to listen to that because it's a fun podcast. You might have to listen half one day and half in the next. But anyway, let's go back to number one. What do you think on the nose, Mike?
I kind of get smell of roses, mm-hmm. rose petals, a little floral, and a little bit of ripe banana.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting on that one. It has a very pleasant nose.
How would you rate the nose?
I would give it an 8.
8, okay.
Yeah, a good strong 8.
Yeah.
And it has a bold presence on the palate.
Yeah,
it's very bold. It's spicy, peppery. I get quite a bit of pepper.
Yeah.
Out of that.
Have you had the second sip or the third?
Third.
Third. Okay. Yeah.
I get a fair amount of oak out of that too. Mm-hmm. The oak after the third sip, the oak really got bold.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a nice, has a really nice flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm probably going to give that a 9.
Okay.
On the palate. And the finish, I'm probably going to give it a 9 on the finish also.
Okay.
Not much burn, just enough to let you know there's something there.
Yeah. Gives you a nice lingering taste.
Yeah, nice lingering, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, all the way across. Very nice.
Where we go? Going on number 2 on the nose now, and
once again, I kind of get I get some fruit on that, maybe like ripe apples.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it's bold.
Oh yeah.
It's very bold. You have no trouble at all.
Yeah.
Picking something up there.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, out of all the ones we've tried here over the last few podcasts, I think this has probably got the strongest nose.
It's one
of the strongest that I've tried.
Yeah.
I think on the nose, I'm going to give that probably a 9.
Okay. Now we're going to go, Mike's going for the palate, and
wow. That's, it hits you up front.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Yep.
I'm picking up some ripe, dark fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little bit of old leather.
Something.
There's something there.
Something there like something, that, yeah.
Something that makes you think old, but... It kind of has a little burn at the beginning.
Yes.
But that goes away pretty quick.
See, to me on that one, it's more smoke than leather.
Yeah. I'm getting some chocolate notes.
Mm-hmm.
even some like dark roast coffee. More on the chocolate though. I'm gonna rate that on the palate. I'm gonna rate that at a 7.
7. Okay.
Yeah. And the finish, I'm probably gonna say let's go with a 6 on the finish.
Okay.
It's a short, it has a very short finish for me. Okay.
So while Mike's cleansing his palate with water and maybe a cracker, I wanted to talk about some of the real history of bourbon. And I have, I mentioned this on another podcast. I have a friend of mine, his wife, he's an executive bourbon steward from Staves and Thieves. And this is you can go to them personally and take a class, but this is an online, it's expensive, about a $500 course. And this is something that bartenders normally do when they are working in a high-end restaurant where they can get a lot of tips or become a bourbon steward at the restaurant. So anyway, it's Alan Stanger, Alan and Mary Stanger. She's also a steward. I don't know if she's an executive one. They have other smaller classes. But they'll be on, and Alan is the administrator for Cross the Line 1524, very successful podcast that I've actually been on their show. 3 different times, and there are 4 great guys on that show. And it's just, they've been at it a little over 3 years. There's 150-some episodes, and they're just rocking with it. It's good. So if you ever want to listen to something, something unusual, I think it's episode 88 on Cross the Line 1524. They have the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, the priest, he's a pastor in Brookville, but he is the exorcist priest for the diocese. And I've listened to that 50-minute podcast, and I couldn't move. It was so interesting. He's a great speaker, great experience. But okay, let's get back to our number 3.
Well, I smell bananas on the nose on this.
See, I'm not very good at that. I smelled fruit, but I couldn't say it was banana. It was something sweet like a banana, but my nose just isn't that good.
Or a really ripe peach.
Okay.
One of those two.
Yeah.
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 It's amazing what you can get off of just the nose.
I know. My thing is, I can usually, I can tell oak, the leather, I can't tell that, whether it's leather or smoke most of the time. Citrus, I can tell you there's citrus, but I don't know if it's orange, grape, I don't know. It's just not that good. And the I can usually pick out vanilla without any problem or caramel, mm-hmm. but uh, uh, had some that I thought was caramel, and it really was more of a butterscotch. So it's just,
yeah.
I think it's age. Okay, so the nose on this one.
I'm going to rate it at an 8.
Okay. This on the palate right now, and I think that
wow.
Was...
That burns a little on the tongue.
Yeah.
Fair it's amount
of burn. Second or third?
That was the third.
That was third, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty spicy.
Yep.
It's very bold. It has a unique, it's got a unique flavor.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tasted anything that is quite like it. Maybe close.
I've had a couple that's, you know, again, they all are a little bit different, but it's... So what do you think number-wise?
I'm on the palate, I'm going to rate that at a 6.
Okay. Are you getting much of a finish?
Yeah, it has a long finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it lingers. Yeah. Lingers for a while. And it has a little bit of a burn. After the fact, through your nose,
yeah,
it's not unpleasant,
right?
But there's a little spicy burn that you feel as you're breathing out through mm-hmm. your nose. Makes me think that the proof might be fairly high. Maybe I'm wrong there.
Yeah.
There might be just a touch of vanilla there.
Yeah, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
On that.
Yeah, there's a touch of vanilla there. It has, like I said, it has a long finish. And I don't know if this is the correct way to describe it or not, but I would say it has a spicy finish.
Yes. Yeah.
I
thought it was a lot of pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the finish probably at an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you find out what that one is.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number 4 is, I'm anxious to see what your take on number 4 is.
Well, I smell a little bit of vanilla on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vanilla, maybe a little bit of a citrus.
Mm-hmm. I do too. We have no idea what kind of citrus it is, but
yeah. But there is a definite, like when you break open a piece of citrus fruit, that first smell that you get.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting here.
Yeah. But I mean, I can tell you orange, grapefruit, lemon, that I know it's citrus, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate that as an 8 on the palate. Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, on the nose.
Yeah, on the nose.
Yeah. That's it has a very nice feel.
Yes.
On the nose. It's pleasant.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, on the palate, that's just a second sip.
Yeah, you definitely need a third sip on that one. Oh, I'll tell you.
This is very nice.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little caramel. I'm getting some spicy notes.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else there that I just can't quite put my finger on. I think, again, I'm going to go back to, I get a little bit of ripe apple.
Could be.
Or maybe not unpleasant, but yeah. Over like a very ripe apple. Something else there, too, that I just can't quite put my finger on it. Rather spicy though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Little bit of burn, but not much. Makes your tongue tingle a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Wow. I'm gonna give that a 9 mm-hmm. on the palate.
Okay.
For sure. Maybe even getting a little bit of this may confuse some people, but maybe a little apricot.
I can tell fruits, but yeah,
I can definitely pick something out of that.
Yeah, there's something there, but I have no idea.
Whatever it is, it's very nice.
Yes, I agree.
On the finish, it has a strong finish, lingering. It has kind of a sweet finish
mm-hmm.
versus on number 2, it was short and dry. This is a long, sweet finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pleasant, too. I'm going to give that a 9 on the finish.
Well, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with all of these, so...
I think that might be my top pick.
Well, I'll tell you. Sure. I'll tell you before I tell you what it is. When Steve tested that, the first thing that he said was, "I don't like it."
Okay. Oh, wow.
So what he did, he gave it nose a 7. Palate 7, and finish four. Now, when Greg got it, 10 across the board.
10 across the board.
10 across the board. Didn't bat an eye. Said it's one of the best drinks he's ever had.
Wow.
So before I tell you what that is, here's number one that you gave 8, 9, and 9 is McKenna 10-year bottle and bond bourbon 100 proof. And a very popular, most of the time, very hard to get is the McKenna. And it's priced right. It's a good drink. Mm-hmm. The second one is a Balcones Texas Rye 100 proof. I have 5 or 6 different Balcony bottles. The rye would not be my go-to rye. It's different than most ryes, but I'll tell you, the other stuff, Greg's a big high proof drinker. Well, last night, let me see if I can find this. Was it Steve? No. Yeah. Wait, no, it was Greg. I'm sure it was. Just a minute. I'll find.
Yeah, if I remember right, Greg's the high proof.
He likes high proof. But let me see. Okay. He had a Balcones Baby Blue, 92 proof, nose 8, palate 7, finish 7. It's one of the best 92 proof whiskeys. I mean, that's one that I'm on my second or third bottle of it. It's that good. And I hit an order, mail order, and I think I convinced Tara to get some Texas whiskey, and she got it. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got a good selection. But getting back to your number three, to me, this is one of the best buys in the country. Old Granddad, 114 proof. I mean, where can you get 114 proof at the price point of Old Granddad 114? Because if I'm not mistaken, I paid in the 20s for that.
Yeah, I've had that before, too. I knew I'd had this before, but it's been a long time since I've had it, and I couldn't pick it.
It's hard to do, but it's one of those drinks that it's like once in a while. I still like Wild Turkey 101. I'll drink an Evan Williams once in a while. It's a complete gamut. And I had a Cooper's Reserve that somebody tested last night. And to me, for a $30 bottle of whiskey, you can't beat it. That's good. It's great. Now, the fourth one, this is a Fry Ranch single barrel bourbon, 132.2 proof. And Fry Ranch is their distillery. They have a working ranch, and I think they do wine also, but that's the single barrel. It's not available in Indiana, so I had two bottles of their, I think 94 proof bourbon, which is very good, but this came on for the first time. They usually just sell it out of the distillery. And I think in 3 days they sold out of the single barrel. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was $75 or $80. And to get a proof that high and that good for that kind of money is just crazy.
Yeah, I thought that one was fairly high proof. But,
As soon as Greg, he tastes it, he start nodding his head right away.
Yeah.
And another one that was and I was quite happy with was the Joseph Magnus. Steve rated Joseph Magnus across the board as sevens, and I think that's a it's expensive, but it's a good buy. It's 98 bucks, but I would take the Fry Ranch any day of the week in a single barrel over Joseph Magnus or a lot of other ones.
That Fry Ranch, the number four there. I mean, you can taste that a good long while after you're done sipping.
It's almost as good as having a White Castle slider that you taste for 3 days.
Yes. You can kind of make that comparison, I think, yes.
But
that is wonderful.
It's a great finish. I mean, it's super. But anyway, well, we crossed my threshold of 30 minutes just by a minute or so, but it's been fun. And the next one we'll have, we'll start recording again, you know, either end of the month or first part of March. So,
sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again, Mike, for being here. And welcome. We're going to close out with the Star Spangled Banner. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed being your beer connoisseurs tonight. So God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Hope to talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks again.